This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, yesterday approved the continuation of the scheme to modernize the public distribution system, PDS, including ration support, dealer support and technology upgrades till March 2031. The umbrella scheme called Scheme for Assistance in Ration Support and Handling Income with Automation in PDS, Sarthak PDS, has been cleared in the 16th Finance Commission cycle award period with an outlay of 25,530 crore rupees as central share. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement regarding Cabinet's decision while briefing media in New Delhi. The minister said the scheme will work towards fulfilling the government's commitment to 3081.35 crore persons covered under National Food Security Act. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is committed to ensure that food grains reach every needy person in the country on time through PDS. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need for effective implementation of Swachh Bharat Mission 2.0 and underlined that the mission should move beyond infrastructure creation and ensure measurable outcomes through regular monitoring, citizen participation and convergence between various stakeholders. Chairing the 51st Pragati meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi asked the states to expedite the completion of solid waste management-related infrastructure, including waste processing plants and Gobardhan plants. During the meeting, the Prime Minister reviewed 7 critical infrastructure projects across the railways, power, road sectors, covering 9 states and worth around 30,000 crore rupees. While reviewing power sector projects, Prime Minister emphasized the need to accelerate rooftop solar adoption across urban areas with a special focus on cities, residential clusters and public institutions. While reviewing road and port connectivity projects, it was emphasized that Vadhavan Port should be developed as a model of port-led multimodal development where every major mode of transport is seamlessly integrated to create a future-ready logistics ecosystem. While reviewing Ken-Betwa interlinking project, Prime Minister observed that Ken-Betwa project should serve as a model for other states to resolve interstate water issues through cooperation, timely clearances, technology-based monitoring, and mission mode execution. The Prime Minister also underlined that the delay in the implementation of public projects leads not only to the cost escalation, but also deprives citizens of timely access to essential facilities and development benefits. Prime Minister also emphasized that innovative use of canal networks should be explored, including installation of solar panels along canals and over canals for clean electricity generation. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, attended a high-level review meeting chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah to discuss issues concerning sugarcane and onion farmers. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said that the meeting focused on addressing farmers' concerns and strengthening government support mechanisms to the sugarcane and onion sector. The minister said that the government is committed to safeguarding farmers' interests and enhancing ease of doing business in the agriculture sector. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were present during the meeting. The Supreme Court yesterday upheld the legality of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls being conducted by the Election Commission of India. The court held that the Election Commission has the power to conduct SIR under Article 324 of the Representation of the People Act 1950 and the rules made thereunder. It observed that SIR advances the constitutional imperative of free and fair elections. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 47 runs in the eliminator match at New Chandigarh last night. Rajasthan Royals set the target to 244 runs against Sunrisers Hyderabad. In reply, Sunrisers Hyderabad could score only 196 runs in 19.2 overs. Indian shooter Isha Singh yesterday broke the world record in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Cup in Munich. And that is the end of this news bulletin.